You are listening to The Weekly Keepley.
We would be honored if you would join us
on the House Counterculture Podcast.
And welcome back to another edition of The Weekly Geekly. I am not a weirdo with a beardo. That's Lucian, and yeah. he's next to me.
I'm still here. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere.
I'm just a robot. You know me. This is Zach. So today we are here with Lindsay from the Omaha's very own 501st Legion.
That's me. That's her. Lindsay. No beard either, just so we're clear.
Yeah. Not today.
Not today.
Yeah, not in this
outfit. You caught me yesterday. Yeah. Clean shaven today.
Oh, good. Thank you. Just for us, right?
Of course. I got to be my best.
Got to look good for the Geekly.
No scruff.
Yeah. Especially when you don't film something, you have to look the best for it.
Of course. Yeah. I've got a face for radio.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Come on. I'm on the radio. I would know. Come on.
I wanted to talk to you because we see you at all of the cons, the 501st.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of us.
Well, I was going to put a more positive spin on it, but yeah, also we can't get rid of you.
You can't get rid of us. We're everywhere. We like to spread the Star Wars love.
Yeah. Let's start at the beginning. Why don't you tell all of the lovely listeners a little bit about the 501st?
All right. So the 501st is a charity organization, and we raise money for various charities while dressed up as different Star Wars characters. Bad guy only.
Yeah.
Our sister organization is the Rebel Legion, and they're all the good guys. Mm-hmm. And then we also have another sister organization, and that's the Mandalorian Mercs, and they are Mandalorian.
Are they still doing bounty hunts?
Not today.
Okay.
They didn't have enough people.
All right. I was going to put a bounty on Zach. I didn't know.
Do it.
I will.
And then I'd follow up.
Did you tell them about the bounty hunts?
So bounty hunts are where you can pick any person you want and you donate money to the Mandos, mm-hmm. and they will come and find that person, arrest them, put them in jail, and they have a choice. They can sit in the jail or they can pay to get out. But it all goes to charity. Yeah. So
cool. I did that a couple times at Comic-Con in town. I would just pick random people.
Yeah.
I didn't even know them. Like, the guy in the hoodie over there.
That's funny.
And then they're like, who did this? And they didn't know who to say. So
and
it's
they just start accusing their friends. How could you?
Yeah.
It's causing
That's
drama.
So funny. Just watch
them. I wish they were here. I wanted to get so many people in bounties. Like, that little kid with the hat. Bounty.
Bounty on that guy.
Ruin it. Ruin his day for 5 minutes. It's for charity.
Yeah. What are some of the charities that you guys often work with?
A lot of times it's, we do a lot of like the local walks and runs, like the 5Ks and everything. So we've done Superhero Heart. We are getting ready next weekend. I believe we have a Make-A-Wish kid that we're going to be celebrating with. I don't know if it's a surprise, so I won't say
who it is.
Who it is.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be that guy.
Keep it on
but
the DL.
I mean, I don't know how many Make-A-Wish things happen in a single day.
Right. What's the frequency
in
of
Omaha?
This? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to... If he's listening, I'm so sorry if I spoiled this.
You mean
surprise.
She?
Or she. Yeah. Oops.
Oops. Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
Them.
If that, they.
That person.
Yeah.
That's rad. I like that you guys are that involved with the community because it could just be, hey, look at us. But it's not. You're doing it for a reason.
Oh, yeah. My favorite events that we do are the more charity-based ones because it's fun coming out to the cons and like dressing up. And today's not a great example. I'm dressed as Galadriel. I'm just a girl. Dressed in a Lord of the Rings costume.
I'm just
talking
girl.
About Star Wars.
Yeah, you know.
But we, I love getting, a couple weeks ago we did the Walk and Roll, and that is an organization that helps adults that are special needs find programs and housing and to help them kind of be on their own.
Yeah, get more dependence.
So different things like that. So
that's rad.
Yeah.
So was this something 501st always has been doing, or is this something you kind of started doing later with charities?
It's always been.
It's always been that way?
Day one, it's been all about doing
so
doing good. It's bad guys doing good.
So how did it get like started then?
So Albin Johnson showed up to just like a showing of like Empire Strikes Back or something, or it could have been one of the prequels, because it happened in like I should know this
99 2000, something like that. Yeah, that would have been
area.
The Phantom Menace. Yeah,
I did not come prepared.
It's okay.
But he just showed up and people went nuts for it. He dressed as a stormtrooper, mm-hmm. and people were just like, "This is awesome! I can't believe how cool this is!" And then he turned around and was like, "I got an idea, guys." And then it just started from there, and it's just gotten so big. It's worldwide.
Yeah.
And he is just the nicest guy you could ever meet.
Hold on a second. So, like, am I mistaken? The 501st was started in Omaha?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. All right.
No, I think it was, like, a Carolina or something. Because that's where Alvin's from, I think.
Yeah.
I could look this up. Once again. Did not come prepared.
So can anyone else on the internet? It's on the internet, guys.
It's on the internet, guys. You can look it up. It's really cool. Tons of
fans. I had known that the 501st was an organization of cosplayers. I had known you for, you know, we went to high school together way back in the day. So I got to know you.
A bajillion years.
And when, like, I ran into you at one of the events with the 501st, that was when I found out, like, oh, there's this completely separate aspect to it.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I had no idea until I
went
to...
Well, not really
to,
separate, but...
Until I went to OCON. I was like, okay, so you know. I'm like, oh, there's a theme. There's a costume thing. I am down for it. I had no idea what the 501st was. I didn't know what the Rebel Legion was. I didn't know what any of those clowns were doing. I just showed up and I was like, wait, tell me more. There's costumes? And then I found out about the charity stuff and I was like, oh, cooler. Even better. And I was like, all right, you had me at costumes, but I'll do this.
Okay, so details. What is the 501st, at least for the Omaha? What's the official name for the...
So we go, 501st is worldwide.
Yep.
Central Garrison is our five-state group. So it's Nebraska.
I think you've explained this to me before.
Nebraska, Iowa, North and South Dakota, and Minnesota.
Okay.
We're actually one of the biggest, like... land-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then our local group is the Imperial 80th Squad. So that's Legion, Garrison, Squad.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
So we are the Imperial 80th, I-80.
I like that.
Right, you guys get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've been around, I think, 20 years.
Wow.
Okay.
And then the Legion's been about 25.
Yeah.
So we've got some time under our belt. Yeah. I've been around for about 4 years, but it existed before me, guys.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Some things do. No, in all that time, what is the wildest costume that you've, like, let's go with, like, most complicated, yet still effectual? Because I imagine there were some complicated costumes that just kind of fizzled out.
I actually was a GML for a couple of years, and that's a Garrison membership liaison, so I would approve costumes.
Yeah.
So anybody that wanted to join or wanted to add a costume to their resume, they would go through me. And I think if we're talking expenses, Vader's and Boba's, and I would even say Boba's are probably the most expensive because they are like... down to the weathering has to be absolutely on point. As far as costumes that are difficult to get into, Praetorian Guards.
Really? Is it a helmet?
You have to have somebody help you. Like most costumes, you can kind of get on by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But those arms do not allow you to do that. You can get one arm on. You'll never get the second arm on by yourself because you can't bend your arms.
And those are like the... The Emperor's Guards, the red guys, right? The Praetorian Guards. Yeah.
So that'll be
Last
the
Jedi.
Sequels and
the ones that fought Rey and Kylo in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Lobstermen.
Okay.
Lobstermen. Yep.
All right, that makes way more sense.
Those ones seem really difficult. Honestly, I think the most difficult costumes are probably Padme's costumes on the Rebel Legion side because they're just so.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jinx
on that one. Yeah, they're insanely intricate. And we had follow me here. I'm not trying to brag here.
Okay.
I went to the premiere for Rise of Skywalker. I got selected to go to that.
Nice. Yeah.
and I wore my Rey costume.
Yeah.
And one of the girls I was standing like 2 feet away from was in a Padme, and she said that it took her 8 months to do this costume. And she hand beaded everything on it. Because a lot of those costumes, there's not like a makeshift thing.
Yeah.
All of our costumes, we pretty much make ourselves.
You have to.
So even if you can buy the kits to make like a stormtrooper or a Praetorian or anything like that, you're still putting those together. Mm-hmm. You're still doing the soft parts on your own.
Yep.
So they're difficult to do, but she's just like, the beading alone took her the 8 months.
Jesus.
Not even the sewing, the rest of it. So.
Well, and so one of the things that I at least thought was pretty unique about the organizations like the 501st and the Rebel Legion is that there's like a book of guidelines to make each costume, and it's like
it has to be movie accurate too.
Guidelines is not the right word.
Parameters.
So we call it a CRL. So it's the Costume Reference Library.
Yeah.
So if you're ever curious about absolutely any costume in Star Wars, you can always go like Clone Commander CRL into Google, and it'll take you to the
Yeah, it's open to the public. The public
can
read it.
Anybody can read it, and you can put in anything, and it'll give you a breakdown. The 501st will do a breakdown, and they'll show you the different costume pieces, where the Rebel Legion will give you like, here's your list of stuff. And one picture.
Oh, okay.
So they do it a little bit different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Rebel Legion, your judge is somebody that is going to be anybody in the world that knows this one costume. Mm-hmm. So there's like a Rey judge. This person knows Rey backwards and forwards. They know all the costumes.
Yep. Like down to the stitching, I'm sure.
So they know that costume. That's the costume that they judge. Where on the 501st side of things, your garrison, so our five state person.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, the GML will go through and they go every costume. And you literally, the reason that the 501st's website kind of gives those different pictures is because that's what the GMLs use for the approval. That's the same guideline. So we're looking at the same thing.
Okay.
That kind of gives you an idea for what you're getting judged on. You know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like so much time and effort go into those. I would pay someone to do it. I'm not good at that stuff. Like,
and some people do it, and I don't. Yeah. And I think that's a weird. Like, you're gonna have people that are like, I made my entire costume, and they take great pride in that, and they absolutely
should. Yeah.
But also, like, if I don't have the skills to sew something, or if I'm not very comfortable painting something,
I should still be allowed to wear something. You know?
Absolutely should be able to have the same amount of pride in your costume that somebody that made their costume, because you're still doing it.
Yeah.
You're still wearing it, and you're still excited, because it's ultimately about sharing your love of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's
there
what
should
it's
not
about.
Be that much ego in it.
Oh, no.
So
unfortunately, in any nerd fandom, there's always a bit of gatekeeping. It happens. You know, it's just part of it, man.
People get passionate about a thing and they want to,
And it's so hard to see something from someone else's perspective sometimes when you're that passionate, I think. It's like, get in and argue with me about the sequels. You'll hate me in 10 minutes because I will ruin everything you think you know about those and you're going to hate me. But it's passion, man. It's a dangerous thing as well, you know?
So you don't like the sequels, I take it?
I do, but I also logically understand what's wrong with them. You know?
So I feel like, because I love Rey.
Yeah, she's a great character.
So I'm like, I'm going to like protect my love of Rey.
Yeah, you're like, don't get after my sequels.
I'm going to protect that. But also, having gone to Rise of Skywalker, I know that there's problems with that. Like, I'm not saying it's like...
The creme de la creme.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. But I also have like such a big part, a big memory associated with that specific thing that I'm like, that is a hill I will
die on. You will
die
on that.
I will die on that hill. I don't even care.
That's me with Ewoks. I don't even care how stupid you think they are. I love them.
They're the best.
I love them. They're so awesome.
I love when people do Ewok costumes.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's my absolute favorite thing because they're so hot. I'm like, you have so much commitment and I love you for that. I'm such a whiny person. I cannot do those costumes.
I wish I could have brought my dog because he looks like a little Ewok. That's why I got him.
Perfect.
Dog Ewok costumes are some of the best.
Oh, yeah. I got him a little, I forget the name of the main Ewok.
Oh,
do you remember
what
his name was? It's something like Swizzle or something like that.
Yeah.
But they had a cosplay for a dog where it was just a little headpiece and a little like arm. I got him that. And then I got him a Chewbacca zip up jacket with like the vest on it and everything.
That's cool. I'm jealous that your dog will let you dress him up.
Only if it's cold out, like he needs a jacket cold. Anytime else, he'll just literally rip it off.
My dog just stares at me like, why?
I hate you.
I like to be naked, thank you.
Right.
We all do.
how have the I was going to say sequels, and now that's not the word I want to use because that's not what I want to talk about, and I can't say any other word. The new series shows.
The new shows. You know what? I really do, like, love or hate that Disney took over things.
Yeah.
It has brought Star Wars to such a bigger community.
Yeah.
I think people that did not know about it, or we're like, oh, Star Wars, like it had, you automatically kind of think like geeky things. And to me, I'm like, yeah, I'm a geek. Like, I'm excited when people say that kind of stuff, but I can see the negative connotations that go with that. But to me, I don't know. I think it's great because it's giving people more stories, which we want. And for me, I'm like, oh, I like that costume. I like that
costume. I was going to say. Like, that has, how many wrenches has all of those new costumes thrown into the books for things?
Oh, honestly, the hardest part is getting different angles because you want to be able to see everything. Because if you've tried to put a costume together, you know that you want it to be screen accurate, which is as the 501st, as the Rebel Legion, as the Mandalorian Mercs, we all want that.
Yeah.
We all want that screen accuracy. So you have people that will sit and like, take pictures. They'll take screen by screen shots of everything of a specific costume. And I was like, that's a level of nerdiness that I am excited for. And I love those people that take the time to do that.
Those are the people.
Don't have to.
Those are the people that fuel the entire industry.
They do.
Like, a car can't just be an engine. Someone's got to sit and drive the thing.
Yeah.
But without an engine, there is no car.
There is no car.
And those people that go in to the minutia on that level of detail, they're the engine to the entire nerd industry.
There's an episode of The Mandalorian, I think it was season 2, where they had all the Mon Cals on the bay. It was directed by Bryce Dallas Howard, who is my favorite director of all of those ones. She's amazing. But the Mon Cals... People, the minute that happened, there was a Facebook group created, and it is the Cozy Fish People group. And those people had photos up within like 2 minutes of that show being done. They're like, okay, guys, how do we break this down? And they figured it out within probably like a month. They had the entire costume figured out.
Wow.
And I was like, I freaking love nerds.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
The dedication.
They figured it out, and somebody reached out and asked the costume designer. Somebody's like, I got an in. Let me ask. And they were able to find out, like, it was just a simple Amazon sweater.
Wow.
Or it was that sweater sold out immediately.
Of course.
I bet you the people at Amazon were like,
what happened?
What is going on right now? Like, absolutely so confused. But it's funny to see, like, groups like that pop up because people are like, I love this. I'm for it.
Sure.
I want more Mon Cals in my life.
Mm.
Who doesn't love Admiral Akbar?
Yeah, well, you might be a little biased.
I am completely biased. That's what my husband does.
I saw that over there. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm just thinking, like, on the production end, the people that are making these costumes, sure, for like probably the prequels, people weren't thinking about it. Maybe for the sequel trilogy, people were thinking about it a little. By the time the series hits. As a costume designer on, like, even The Mandalorian, I have a hard time believing that you're not at some level aware, okay, so when I make this costume, there's going to be some people that go absolutely wild.
The nerds are going to come out of the woodwork trying to figure out these costumes. It's funny. The Ray group that I'm part of, they somehow figure out, like, I mean, it's not difficult to figure out who the makeup artist and the hair and like all that. But when you track them down on social media and you're like, give us answers.
That's work.
They go through and they'll answer questions.
That's awesome.
Like, okay, we did this for Daisy and we used this kind of thing. And I was like, man.
That's amazing.
That's some commitment, guys. Yeah. I love it. I love that they'll go out of their way to ask these questions. Then I'm like, I don't want to bug them.
I love
them.
That they answer, too.
That's
the fact that they actually
rude.
Engage with yeah. it, and they're not just like, fuck off. You know, like, you could just say fuck off.
Yeah.
The fact that they're that passionate, I think it fuels the community even more.
Well, I mean, you know, nerd begot nerd.
Exactly. So like, real recognize real.
There's a reason that they have decided to pay their bills by putting people into costumes in front of a camera.
Oh, yeah.
So like
one of our our local Han Solo mm-hmm. was selected to go to the Han Solo mm-hmm. or the Solo premiere.
Mm,
yeah. And he said that he had gone like after the because they you go to the carpet, then you go see the movie, and then there's an after party.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he after the after party he had just gone to like the hotel bar that he was staying at just mm-hmm. to like wind down. And the hair and makeup ladies from Solo came over and they started like fixing his wig and started just like talking to him. And they're like, you look fantastic.
That's so cool.
Let's do this and we're going to fix this and do this. And yeah. Oh, I love your hair like this. Yes, we're going to keep it like this. And just like.
I bet he was geeking out hard.
Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Am I going to be at a movie?
That's outstanding. That's so cool.
So he got selected. His process is way cooler than my process. So he went to the Solo premiere. They wanted like, I think 10 solos Legion wide to go mm-hmm. to this thing. And they all made lists, like the upper ups of the Rebel Legion made lists. And he was on every single list.
Oh, wow.
As being like somebody that everybody knew.
Yeah. Right.
And so he was offered to go.
That's so
where
cool.
I just applied.
Yeah.
Because they wanted for the final sequel, they wanted to do one person from every state from
okay.
the Rebel Legion, one person from this every state from the 501st. Mm-hmm. So I got selected mm-hmm. on the Rebel Legion side of things. So mine's not as cool. I mean, it's cool because I got to go. But
sure.
But absolutely to be like, yeah, I was on everybody's list.
No big deal.
I mean, it's, guys.
It's Han Solo. That sounds like it's par for the course. Like,
oh, and he does a really great job. And he's a killer. He's a killer Han Solo.
His Han Solo is from Solo, right?
Yeah.
Like it's the younger Han Solo, yeah. right?
No, this is A New Hope.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Well, and now I think he has... That's his main one that he does, but I think he's starting to do Empire Strikes Back.
Mm. Oh,
I think he's working on that one.
That's fair.
Get the winter look.
Him and one of our local Chewies, they definitely work together to make sure that if one of them's going to do it.
I thought for a second you were going to imply something a little bit more risque and personal there.
I would never. They are best friends, sir. They are best friends.
No, that tracks. There should be a little bit of...
Let the Wookiees love like who they want, okay?
Ambiguous intimacy issues between Han and Chewbacca.
I'm not here to judge, man.
I mean, you spend that much time alone in a ship with somebody.
You're going to get to know one way or another, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
no,
so funny.
No, that's...
Hey,
that's great.
Who do you think the Dom would be?
For Han and Chewbacca?
Yeah. Who's the Dom and who's the sub?
No, it's 100% Chewbacca's the Dom.
That's what I'm thinking. He's like, what, 300 years old?
Yeah.
He's got the experience, man.
Yeah, I don't even think it's one of those. I think that was a natural relationship. Like, there was not a whole lot of discussion there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, out in the world, you know, from behind closed doors,
mm-hmm.
Han Solo is certainly like the leader of the duo. But
yeah, but something tells me he's like a bratty little sub.
Well, he's
like, put me in my place, Leia.
He's there literally because Chewbacca doesn't rip his arms off. Like, chooses not to.
could every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was honestly one of my favorite.
There's respect.
It's one
there's
of my favorite there. Relationships in any movie has been those two and then Groot and Rocket. I love the quality guy that's silent and speaks one word and then the loudmouth. That's why I like Jay and Silent Bob. It's like, I love that about Chewie and Han.
It's that kind of pairing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's kind of like us.
A little bit.
You're the quiet and like... kind of stoic one and like very like you present yourself so professionally and then everyone's like, wow, these guys must be professionals, and then I start talking and they're like, oh, never mind.
Full-on judger.
Yeah,
just it's not
just
stoic
all day.
It's just
judging. Yeah, I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, it's just me being
my
shit.
Attempt.
I don't have to be nice.
Yeah. You have a pass. We still work together.
And it's one of the reasons why I feel like the 501st is pretty cool, or you know, like take that to the Rebel Legion or the Mandalorian, sir. Is that it is a group of people that have figured out how to take cosplaying and direct it, with intention towards something. Yeah.
I think that's why we got to stick around. Because I think that there, for a while there, there were several groups.
Yeah.
And the fact that we weren't doing this for our own ego. It wasn't us just doing it. And
look at
like
how cool I look.
This intellectual property and just trying to make it about ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we turned around and we're like, no, this is absolutely costuming for a cause. Mm-hmm. We're not going to make this about ourselves.
I love that.
And I think that that's why we got to stick around.
Yeah, for sure.
And why LFL allows us to hang out.
Yeah.
LFL being, was that like Lucasfilms Limited or something like that? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Ooh, look at you.
I'm guessing.
Look at you. You little context clues.
Look at me.
I did it, Mom.
No, that's, do you think that there's, I don't know off the top of my head, is there stuff like that for like Marvel or?
I think there's like local groups that do.
There are, but
cosplaying, but I don't know. They're not screen accurate.
Yeah, they're not at the same quality that the 501st is. They're like, hey, you look like Star-Lord and I look like Gamora. You know what I mean?
They show up because we'll like when we do the superhero heart run, we have a lot of like the superhero groups come out for that specifically. Yeah. Super nice people, really nice people, but it is different, I think.
Yeah.
And I would never. I think that kind of goes back to, did you make your costume?
Sure, sure.
Or did you just buy your costume?
Right.
Who cares, man?
Yeah.
We're all here for these kids. It's not about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about the kids and making sure that when they see us, they're like, oh my gosh.
You are this person.
Darth Vader. And they're talking about a TIE pilot.
Yeah.
Every time.
Well, you know.
Every time. Without fail. They don't care.
Close enough, I guess.
You just say yes. I'm dressed as Rey. I get called Leia all the time, and I'm like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I'm Leia, of course.
It's all for the kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you would think that there would be incentive for some of these, like, IPs, some of the folks in control of these IPs, to want to promote that kind of organized
I would, if there effort. Became, like, Marvel, DC, anything like that started doing charity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I'd sign up in a heartbeat. I'd be so excited.
I think there's a foundation called the Wayne Foundation.
Oh,
it's like a charity. I think Kevin Smith's a part of it, but they did a Batman thing for a while. They'd have like a Batman team go around to like hospitals and different things like
that.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I have like a love-hate relationship with the hospital troops. I love when they invite us out. We haven't gotten invited because of like COVID.
Yeah,
right. But I love those troops so much. But I'm also a mom, and I'm like, keep it tight, man.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't cry. Don't get upset, because that's not why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Don't cry. Don't cry. But it
pinch in your arm.
I have to like walk away.
Yeah.
And we went to a hospital once, and this lady was like, she had a preemie, and she's like, do you want to hold them? I was like, am I allowed
like,
to?
Can I?
I don't even know if I was supposed to.
Wow.
But I was like, okay. And the baby was like so tiny.
Fit in your hand, yeah.
He's like, oh, I should probably not do this. Please don't poop on me.
Oh. Wow.
Please don't do that, but I risk it. I will risk it for this baby. I will do it.
Yeah, you know how to get baby poop out of clothes. It's fine.
It's easy.
Yeah. You just wash it with water, duh.
Well, if it's if it's a breastfed baby, it just comes right off.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
No, that tracks.
No, I feel like that's a cosplay tip. Breastfed baby poop washes out of everything.
All right, good to know.
Hey, there you go.
And it doesn't smell.
No, alcohol. Okay, so that's actually a great segue into a whole different concept related to cosplay that we should talk about is cosplay tips, not baby poop, cosplay tips.
Well, that was my first tip.
Right.
Obviously.
So you've done cosplay on various like degrees and on various different projects, probably more than most. What are some of the greatest tips that you've picked up?
If you can dry clean your costume, don't just Febreze it.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Don't just Febreze it.
Yeah.
If you do an event like a con, don't just put it back in a tote and then like leave it in the tote. Like as soon as you get home, take it out and let it air out for a couple of days. That'll help.
Yep. Okay. The con's already going to have a scent
funk.
You don't need to add to it.
There's already a funk. Don't.
Yeah. Every con has it. I don't care where
you're
at.
It's bodies in a space.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's bodies in a space, and you're just going to make it worse. if you can't dry clean, because some fabrics you can't dry clean.
Right.
Yeah.
You can always get like 90 proof rubbing alcohol or like vodka, whichever one is cheaper. Vodka,
whichever
vodka
one's more available.
Whichever, if you want leftovers to drink later, just you can use vodka and spray it, and it'll take any smells.
Like not mask them, but like bind to them and.
Yeah, I don't know how the science works, man. All right. I'm no scientist.
I'm just telling you it works.
I just trust the system. Yeah. I just trust that it works.
I believe in science. I don't understand it.
That's fair.
I trust it. I trust that it's
right. What about for like the construction side? Like the building side?
The building side is, I would say, just making sure that if you're getting like a kit to build, so if you're going to get a Stormtrooper one, make sure that it's a reputable place. If you're trying for 501st or, okay, no, just 5, we'll say 501st because there's no Finn, but
for simplicity's
sake, we'll say for the 501st side of things, you can reach out to your Garrison membership liaison, that GML, and they can help guide you on where to buy something, because there are some lousy places that will say that they're 501st approvable and they're absolutely not.
Yeah.
So making sure that you just keep them in the process, and because they're not going to guide you wrong. They want you to become a member.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just making sure that you go to a reputable place for anything that you're buying, but also just join groups, because the social aspect of it as an extrovert is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Like, I like the social aspect of it. I like being able to ask somebody's opinion, like, oh, I'm getting ready to do this costume. What do you think? What's your opinion? What do you think of this? The community part of it's the biggest part of it for me. So just asking somebody that has that costume, where did you go for this? And what'd you do for this? Because I think the worst people are the people that don't share where they get their costumes.
It's like some deep secret you're never going to know. Yeah. It's like, what's wrong
with you? And
there
are people that do that. There are people that are like, I had to figure this out on my own, so you have to figure it out on your own.
Cool,
and
bro.
Like, I will probably give you too much information.
Right. I'll give you the website.
But I will absolutely help anybody that asks me where I got something. Yeah. I will send the links. I will make sure that you know exactly what one I'm talking about.
That's awesome.
Because to me, it's the more the merrier.
Yeah, man. We're all here for the same reason.
Yeah.
You know, we all love what we love.
The what's your favorite one that you've done so far?
Costume?
Yeah.
Hera Syndulla.
Okay.
Do you know who that is? So Star Wars Rebels.
Right?
Twi'lek.
Oh, the green
The pronunciations are...
The green Twi'lek.
I'm on a pronunciation fail today.
Yeah, like
from Rebels the cartoon. Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
There's another one.
Interesting.
You talk about the dancer. And she appeared in Clone Wars, didn't she?
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Right. Got it.
But yeah, okay. I did Hera Syndulla, and that one is a hard one to troop in.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because the Leku that I have are silicone, and they're heavy.
Oh,
they're
I would imagine.
They're like 5 pounds-ish. And they're lighter weight than the latex ones, but... And then I have to spray my face, and like, it's a whole process.
Oh,
but
body paint technique, or body paint tips.
Body paint tips, if you can... I think cosplay should be for everybody. And you should be able to do it on any budget.
Sure.
For me, what I use for Hera, I use an airbrush, and I use alcohol-based paint, so that just like it's literally like spray paint on my on my body. But also, any spray paint or any sort of makeup that's heavy effects like that, make sure you drink water, because that will dry you out to the point where like your skin feels brittle.
Oh, wow.
So you have got to hydrate.
Wow.
You should hydrate
anyway, but especially more when you're body painting.
Pump it up a little bit before you troop.
Okay. So a little bit of off the wall question. So there was, for a while, there was an urban myth that the James Bond movie, what is it, GoldenEye or whatever, where like the girl at the beginning is like completely painted gold. And apparently, like, she was goldified or whatever, and that's what killed her.
Goldified.
The urban myth was that they had to paint, like, they had to leave a little patch of skin open so that her skin could breathe. Otherwise, she would legitimately suffocate.
Oh.
I wonder if that's true.
I wonder
how much truth to that do you think?
I don't know.
Do you know what? I wonder what kind of paint that was.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I mean, yeah, back in the day, I imagine it probably was
fucking lead paint.
Even like in the Hera community, just the one costume, some people do the alcohol-based paints, and some people will do like actual painting, and they'll use like water-based paints to do that. I kind of wonder. I'm just trying to think what could be that thick, unless they just used acrylic on her, which would not
Yeah, it won't breathe. Yeah, it's probably acrylic, to be honest, because it was pretty thick-ass gold,
if it's true.
Yeah.
If that was a
like,
true thing.
It wasn't just like a light coat. They covered her in gold.
They covered her.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
What part of your body are you leaving uncovered?
Okay, when you
and
said
how much?
That, I won't lie to you. I thought you were like talking about her butt. I was like, what?
Covered.
That was the area they did not.
That ace.
Well, and it's kind of, so like in costumes, oftentimes you've got some sort of like clothing covering up some portion of your body.
Something.
So you don't have to do like 100% coverage.
Yeah.
For her, there was like.
She was laying on her stomach.
She was like laying face down on a bed naked.
Yeah.
And so like you had to, it appeared that she was
completely
covered.
I wonder how like. I'm so curious. I'm going to look this up now.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
I'm so curious what it was because it would transfer.
Mm.
Even like the alcohol-based, still like it's supposed to be like the least transferring. And I feel like, what would you put? Like just a lot of translucent powder? I'm so curious.
Not Goldeneye. It was the... The classic one, like Man with the Golden Gun or something like that. The classic James Bond.
Your microphone's right there.
No. GoldenEye was the one with Pierce Brosnan that came out when we were kids. This one was before we were born.
Excellent one as well.
Right.
I'm Googling it. I'm Jamie right now. Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. Jeez, Minnie Christmas.
And they're both gold, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Goldfinger.
Like, I guess it's the first thing that comes up is no, Goldfinger. You can't kill someone by painting a body with gold. I think that was fake. I think
there
that,
you go.
But still, you've raised other legitimate questions. So like, what kind of paint was it? How did it not transfer? Yeah.
I think that's like just the mind of a costumer. Yeah. Like I'm looking at this from the point of view like, how did she not transfer paint? How did she drink water without that rubbing off? I'm just sitting here analyzing.
Clogging pores could, for an extended period of time, can cause heat stroke, but that's about it.
That's a legitimate concern,
so she could have died from heat stroke, but it wouldn't have been like suffocation or anything.
Right.
I wonder if like they had a fan on her.
Oh, they had to. She's like fucking dripping. You know what I mean? Like how hot would that be?
And then in
the room too? Ugh.
Which would be worse, just wearing like a latex suit or that?
Honestly, probably the latex suit. Because at least you can kind of breathe a little. In the latex suit, you got there's nothing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a pool of your own self.
You're just stinking.
Just marinating.
Swimming in your own sweat.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross. It's probably why I don't cosplay. I'm just lazy. I want to be comfortable. And I don't want to shave. I don't want to shave my beard.
You know what? There's comfortable costumes.
Yeah. Could be a Thor from Endgame. Gain another 20.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah.
I thought about doing Han Solo after he's like got really depressed. You know, like... Get a little bit more of beer belly. Get a smaller shirt on purpose with the vest, and like grow out my beard even more. My hair is disheveled.
Be Dad Solo.
My gun is like broken or something, and I'm just like down on my luck Solo. That'd be fun. I don't think I don't think the Rebel Alliance would allow me in there. They'd be like, bro, you're ruining this. But be fun.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Screen accurate is screen accurate.
You didn't say which screen.
Just be the Han Solo that's like, I don't fucking care. Like, it is screen accurate.
So stoned Solo?
All of the Solos.
Yeah. I love you. I know.
Han Solo is my, like, I have such a tumultuous relationship with Han Solo because he's my favorite Star Wars character, but it kills me the level at which Harrison Ford does not give a fuck.
Oh, he cares no fucks about it.
I will say I was so surprised that he came back for Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
I was like,
Force Awakens?
Doing here?
Yeah.
I think the rumor was he came back specifically because they promised it was going to be over.
You meant the little scene he did?
Yeah.
With Kylo? Yeah. I think at that point, it's like, put me out of my misery, man.
Well,
like,
he did say in an interview that, like, JJ called him up and asked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was like, he just couldn't say no to him. I was like, but you say no all the time.
To, like, literally everyone.
Everybody. You're like, hey, can we talk about Han
Solo? It's the money.
No.
It's the money for him.
Maybe it it sits a little in a little place in his heart that he doesn't want to recognize.
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't want people to know that he loves Han Solo so much. He's got, like, a secret stash closet of all the props he ever used, and he goes in there and sits in there and meditates.
Oh. I accept that headcanon.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But he doesn't want you to know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he felt a little burned from the Indiana Jones like
the
sequels,
because
I know he did love Indiana
still,
Jones the character.
He still does, because aren't they? They're getting ready to do another one.
Are they going
to
do another one?
That's the talk.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so obviously he wasn't too hurt about.
He's like Indiana Jones, that cool guy. Han Solo, what a bum.
What a bitch.
how are they so different?
Right. Yeah. I was.
Indy's not as cool.
Weird.
That's
standards.
The other part, yeah, is that they're pretty much the same character that just, they're like a great example of the same human being that had just one why early in life and chose a different route.
Could have been like, the same guy.
Yeah.
That's funny. Great.
Anyway. Which, you know, you could argue that it was just Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
That it's, all those characters are just Harrison
just
Ford.
Just different versions of Harrison Ford.
He did go to the premiere.
Yeah.
He didn't do the carpet because
it's not his thing.
I mean, like,
why would he?
At some
like in
point,
the back door.
At some point,
but one of the
I probably wouldn't either.
The girl that I had stood next to, she was, like, she's just all about that Han Solo life.
Nice,
and she was dressed as Leia, and she saw him as he like walked by, and she's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And then he just walked right on past her. He sat down, and then I'm pretty sure he left.
That's normal great. Human being having to live his normal life, just trying to get to bed at night.
He's trying to go to the bathroom, man.
Such an impact just on like, another normal human being.
Isn't that so funny?
Yeah.
It's that would have been funny. And I was like, at least you saw him, man, because I was not in that theater. They had us in three different theaters, so I'm just sitting here like.
What are some of the coolest things? Obviously, like getting to go to the premiere.
Yeah.
But what are some of the other like really awesome things that you've gotten to do with the 501st?
So we did a Weird Al concert, like.
Oh,
so
what?
So the Rise of Skywalker happened in December, and then like in July prior, Weird Al came through Lincoln, and because.
He's Weird Al.
he put the call out, and they had they want Vader and then like stormtroopers, and they do like a dance.
Oh, is it to the song he does?
Yeah.
The my that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Mr. Anakin guy.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so I was singing that our first night here.
He came out and they practiced, like we had to be there like 2 hours ahead of time, and I was just a handler that day, but we got to like go through and do all of that. And I didn't expect to see him beforehand, and he was, like, just eating dinner.
Yeah.
As we, like, came in after we got done practicing, they're like, okay, you guys have a couple minutes, and they had got pizza for everybody and everything, so we went to, like, just relax a little bit, and I saw him, I was like, and I just, like, ran. I have no coolness when it comes to meeting somebody. I wasn't prepared for that, so I was just, like, making odd sounds as I just ran past him. And then I have, he let us take pictures with him. So I have a picture. I'm like smelling his hair because in my head, that was hilarious.
Well, you know.
But then I'm like afterward, oh, that was really weird because he doesn't know me.
I don't know that.
But in my head, I was like, this is a great bit.
She's Gump.
I
went for it.
I worked for a lighting company for a little while. And one of the shows that we were doing was Rob Zombie show, and you know, it's the day of setting up. It's like early in the day, and you're just walking around this arena in the back hallways and stuff, and there's people going all over, and I walk by this guy in like tattered denim or whatever with like a beanie. I think he was like looking at his phone, and I was like, I don't recognize that guy from the cruise.
Who is
and
he?
But I mean, like, he didn't look like when someone sneaks into a scenario like that.
They look guilty.
They've got a look, and they look guilty.
Yeah,
is that look
right? I'm doing something I shouldn't, and I know you know it.
Yep, and they oftentimes try a little hard to look like they're just flying casual.
Yeah,
you know. And he definitely did not. He definitely had like the right demeanor to be there.
Sure.
I was like, who the fuck is this crew guy? Because he did look a lot like some of the other crew that was there setting up some other stuff.
Like they all looked like Rob.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, huh. Oh, okay. Like a few hours later, we're sitting down to lunch, and there's the same guy sitting at a table eating like a bologna sandwich or something like that. It was probably not a bologna sandwich, but, and I was like, wait a second. And the other members of like the band, which I kind of recognized, were like sitting there, and I was like, oh fuck, that was Rob Zombie. Dude was Rob Zombie. Huh.
That's crazy.
It's funny when you see him in the wild. Because
you don't think of them as people sometimes. You know, they're artists. They're personalities. They're influencers. Yeah. They're larger than life, and they're doing stuff we've never done. And then you see them in person, and you're like, oh, yeah, you breathe and eat food. Like, I forgot about those things with you.
You're an actual person.
Yeah, wait, you have feelings?
Yeah, and, like, especially in, like, the realm of, like, cosplay, like, these people are a part of your life, like, on a regular basis. Like, you're constantly staring at pictures of these people, or like staring at facsimiles of what they've looked like on screen or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's super, I gotta imagine it's super easy for them to just, for to see them in real life as a living, breathing person in front of you.
Oh yeah.
Slightly different.
Oh.
Not just like star power, but like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Like, if an alien was standing right in front of you in real life, you'd be like, you know, thought about this a lot. And here you are.
Here you are, bud.
Here you are. When I went to the premiere, I was like, I'm going to meet Daisy. Like, I had convinced myself.
You were like, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, guys. I'm going to meet her. And I was so excited. And then they're like, very much, you have to go. When we tell you to go, you have to go. And if you don't, you're going to miss everything. And they were like screaming at us to like hurry up and go. And then they're like, just kidding. We don't need you. Spread back out. And I was like, okay. And then where I had been standing is where Daisy popped up. And I was like, mother.
If I just stirred
her. I'm going to miss my opportunity. And then she walks over to some kids that were right across from me. And she's like talking to these kids, which she should.
It's her job.
It's for
but you're
the
like,
kids.
I'm also
I mean these damn kids over here stealing the spotlight.
And I'm standing next to another Ray at this point, and they didn't want the same costumes to be standing next to each other, but we're like, hey man, you threw us back in this pond. We're gonna stand next to each other, because we were like, this will double our odds. She's gonna see two Rays. She's gonna want to come over here. Like, we put too much thought into this. And then, and then she turns around. She kind of sees us, and then they're like, no, you have to go this way. And we're like, dang it.
So close.
And then 2 weeks later, I see a video, and I'm in the background. So I technically do have a picture with Daisy, and I'm smiling in that picture. I was ready for it. I'm like,
gonna take your small wins. Gonna take your small wins and get them.
Still counts.
I have like a screen grab of it, and I'm like, good enough.
Frame it.
Good enough.
All right. Well, things are getting a little wild here.
Yeah, they're going to the cosplay contest.
Yeah, they got the cosplay contest going over here, and people are—I don't know if you can probably hear it—they're getting enthusiastic about
it's
it.
The Akbar that's over there.
Oh,
I was
going to
say,
that.
I feel like you probably got some contestants that you should probably go support.
I do. I've got a couple.
Well, thanks for stopping by and
talking
with us.
Thank you guys for having me. This was fun.
Before you go, how can people find out? Where can they go to find out more about 501st and contact?
So if you are interested in joining, if you're on social media, we definitely have a Facebook and an Instagram. And the easiest way locally is we're at Imperial 80th Squad. Mm. Okay. And you can reach out
on Instagram.
Yeah. And I run that page.
Nice.
So you can reach out and I can answer any questions. On the Rebel Legion side, it's RL Central Base.
Okay.
Okay. And then our local is Netra Vipper, and I don't know how to spell that.
Well, if you find the others, you can probably find that, right?
Well, I mean, you guys are like all tagged in each other's stuff.
Yeah, we're all over each other. We're great friends here. But yeah, you can find us that way, and if you're interested in joining, we would love to have you.
Wow. Nice.
Well, may the force be with you, and thanks for joining us.